Hey, welcome to today's episode here on Anchor. Now, I've been a bit slack on Anchor. I'm pretty annoyed with myself. No excuses for it. Haven't been able to make the time, to put the podcast out daily. So, you know, these are some of the things that we're going through in all of our lives, different things that we have to do on a daily basis. And some of them slide, and some of them you do relentlessly. And sometimes it's difficult to work out actually what are the things that you need to focus your energy on where you should spend your time. And you know what, I love audio, so I need to get back into this and do this. Now, this morning I was talking about optimism. It's obviously an important day today for English fans. We've got a game against Sweden for the World Cup quarterfinals. And, you know, we're always an optimist. And I think if I think back to when England were playing, I think Croatia for the Euro Championship, you didn't see enough passion in the team. They weren't driven enough. They weren't hungry enough. They didn't want the game. And, you know, I lost a lot of enthusiasm for England at that point. However, like everyone, you know, you always look to be optimistic. Or I say everyone, you want to be optimistic. And often there's times it's difficult to keep that optimism for whatever you're going through for your life. So particularly if you're looking on the job market, for example, it can be very discouraging and disheartening when you get rejection after rejection after rejection. And, you know, really difficult to keep that optimism. But tomorrow's a new day and you've got to roll up your sleeves. And sometimes it's worth investing that time and refocusing the mind and being optimistic about how you're going to make it happen. Maybe you need to try a different approach. Maybe you're not doing the same old things will get the same old results. So try something different. It's a mind shift. And a lot of this stuff is in the mind. So be optimistic and look at every single rejection as another step closer to getting the job you want or the role you want. Now, I'm optimistic today. We've got to be fully behind England for those English fans. And of course, the Swedish behind the Sweden team. And I'm sure the best team will win on the day. But always remember, remain optimistic, keep positive, and good things will come to those that do.